That afternoon, Merrill Lee went to Putnam Library to read about Kate Greenaway. Dr. McNocketer was sitting at the table right by the door. She held out the book she was reading, The Grapes of Wrath. "Have you read Mr. Steinbeck, Miss Kowalski?" she said. Merrill Lee nodded.
"I'm told that this novel is lewd, but I fail to see it. A reader such as yourself might be interested to know that Mrs. Connolly is forming a literary society at St. Helene's."
"I heard about the literary society," said Merrill Lee.
"It would be too bad if not enough girls attended Friday's first meeting, don't you think?"
"I guess," said Merrill Lee.
"Will you be going?"
"Mrs. Connolly is really angry with me right now," said Merrill Lee.
"All the more reason to attend," said Dr. McNocketer.
"But
would you have her hold the meeting alone?"
Merrill Lee thought about Mrs. Connolly, how, whenever she saw her, she was alone. Life is a lot easier when all you have to do is snatch the broomstick of the Wicked Witch of the West. There's only the one thing you have to do. And the Wicked Witch of the West is wicked, so she deserves to have her broomstick snatched. But suppose the Wicked Witch of the West isn't just wicked. Suppose, deep inside her dark castle, the Wicked Witch of the West is lonely, or hurt, or maybe wanting to be your friend, even if she doesn't know how. It's after you've snatched the broomstick that things get complicated.
"All right," said Merrill Lee.
"Good," said Dr. McNocketer. She closed her book.
"Dr. McNocketer," said Merrill Lee.
"Yes, Miss Kowalski."
"You weren't sitting here waiting for me, were you?"
Dr. McNocketer handed the Grapes of Wrath to Merrill Lee. "If there is a flaw in this splendid book," she said, "it's that Tom leaves the narrative action before he should. I don't think it's lewd, but one should never leave the narrative action before she should."